Hey everyone, this is Humaira Maulana and you're listening to the Get Inspired podcast, the show that transforms lives so that you make mind-blowing results in your life and get propelled with a rousing story for today. Today we are going to speak about an interesting topic. Guess what? You are not weak. Yes, you are not weak just because your heart feels so heavy. Today we feel so broken. Life has thrown us to its toughest hand of cards and you're trying to figure out who you are again, how to move out in this place of loss. Your hands feel numb. Your heart is so cold. Your stomach is twisted. You're unsure of your next step and being terrified to stand back again. But this is not the solution. Let me guide you into a beautiful, inspirational story today. This is a story about a small-town girl who liked writing as a hobby. At the age of 6, she wrote her first story about a rabbit named Rabbit Who Had Measles. She narrated the story to her mother, and her mother liked it a lot and praised her for her effort. She also encouraged her to write more in school. She was always kind of shy and unsociable. She would live in the world of fantasy, and she always kept on writing something into a scrubby little notebook. At the age of 15, her grandmother died, with whom she was very close. But misfortunes of life never come alone, right? Yes, the relationship with her father soured and her mother became seriously ill with a brain-disabling disease. Her mother's condition was getting worse day by day. For this little girl, her mother's illness was the biggest shock of her life. Very soon, her mother passes away. And she fell to the loss deeply, so life went on, and one day, she was reading a local newspaper, and she came across an advertisement for a job as an English teacher in Portugal. She was in search of a job at that time and wanted to start a new life, so she took the chance, she took the opportunity, and went to Portugal to teach. One day, she met a TV journalist in a bar. They talked with each other and found out that they both shared an interest in English novelist Jane Austen. They liked each other's company and soon they started spending more and more time together. After a year, they got happily married and a year later, they were blessed with a beautiful daughter. But again, her life took a dark turn. She became a victim of domestic abuse. And one day, her husband drove her out of the house. She left the country with a newborn child. She was unemployed and she was surviving on state benefits while taking care of her daughter as a single parent. This was a very dark period of her life. She was so poor that her friends helped her to pay the rent sometimes. She wouldn't eat so that her daughter would have more food to eat. And because of all these circumstances, she considered herself a complete failure. And it seemed like that a band of misfortunes would never take an end. She fell into a deep depression. She had no hope to survive and she even tried to take her own life at a point. But her daughter inspired her to take and seek help eventually. Eventually, she decided to do what she could do best. It was to write fantasy novels. She would forget about everything while sitting at her desk. And so she started writing more and more and more. She would often go to these cafes to work on her book while her child had a nap. Although she couldn't even afford food at the cafe, she only orders one cup of a coffee during her writing sessions, just so the cafe owner wouldn't kick her out somehow. This way, she finished the first 3 chapters of her beautiful novel. She sent the story to a publisher, but unfortunately, They quickly gave her a pass. She sent it to another publisher, but again the answer was no. Her mailbox was filling up with rejection letters after sending her story to 12 different publishers and getting rejected by every single one of them. Finally, one day, the editor at Bloomsbury Publishing Company sat down to read the story. Fortunately, her 8-year-old daughter was there too. The little girl loved the opening chapters and she was very curious to read the complete story. This made the publisher agree to publish her book. But the publisher also advised her to find a full-time job and said that she wouldn't make any money writing fantasy stories for children. In June 1997, at the age of 31, her first novel, guess what? Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone was published. Yes, I'm speaking about J.K. Rowling. With an initial print run of 1,000 copies, when readers tasted the story, the demand for her books began to rise dramatically. 5 months later, her book won its first award, the Nestle Smarties Book Prize, and soon J.K. Rowling went from being an unemployed, depressed, single mother living off state benefits to one of the best-selling authors of all time. Her first book, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, is the one of the best-selling books ever written in history. And the 7-book series was sold more than 450 million copies worldwide. Would you believe that? The movie franchise based on her books grossed $7.7 billion in box office revenue. In 2004, Forbes magazine named J.K. Rowling as the first person ever to become a billionaire by writing books. She didn't become successful overnight. She never did that. She had to face a lot of misfortunes and rejections. While taking care of her child as a single mother and fighting depression, all those failures helped her to make stronger and helped her finish her first fantasy novel. Despite all her wealth and fame, she never forgot the hardship and pain. She had never experienced these things in her life before. She has donated so much of her wealth to charity. The moral of the story is, this story shows that hard work really does pay off from her life. We can learn that if you have a dream and if you're getting rejected, you should not let that stop you. You should not feel weak about you. You should hit the rock bottom. You instead use rock bottom as a foundation, not a conclusion. It is impossible to live without failing in this world. You were never weak. You were lazy. Your head has forgotten its capacity to do what you love. Your body has forgotten to push forward, but you're not this fragile creature. Am I right? That needs to be sheltered and pampered. You're never weak. You're not weak. The strongest part of our life hides just below the surface, giving you a moment to process, recharge, heal. The strongest parts of you are building, bubbling, lining underneath your skin, waiting for you to believe in them, to set them free. You're not weak. You do not need to be taken care of. You do not need pity or gentleness or someone to carry you or to hold your hand. You're the strength to stand on your own, the confidence to build, the passion to continue, and the love to forgive. Though the world may be pulling you down today, listen. Though you can't lift the shadow from your eyes, though you're scared of your future, though you're broken, you're not weak. Tip of the day. Begin to piece yourself together again. Let me help you. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. and silently remind yourself of the person you are, the incredible strength in you, the incredible soul in you, and begin to piece yourself together again. Thanks for listening to this episode of Get Inspired with Humaira Maulana. We hope you enjoyed it. Please be sure to subscribe so that we can join you again. And if you appreciate the show, please jump over to iTunes and give us some stars. Until then, talk to you next week.